For more than two decades, Dr. Robert Bobby Sandel was the president driving force behind growth in programs and students at Virginia Western Community College. Dr. Sandel retired from that position early this year, and after a nationwide search that involved 61 initial candidates, was succeeded in July by Dr. Laura Traynor, who joins WFIR anchor senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning to talk about a professional journey that has landed her back in the area. Dr. Traynor, it's nice to meet you and welcome.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here. How did you wind up coming back to Southwest Virginia and Virginia Western? What attracted you to the position? And you do have roots here in Roanoke and in the New River Valley from time at Roanoke College and Tech, correct?
I do, and I am thrilled to be back in Southwest Virginia. I'm actually from Virginia originally and grew up in Loudoun County and did my undergraduate at Virginia Tech. And as part of my student teaching, I actually did that down here in the Roanoke Valley at Hidden Valley Elementary School. Also did my doctorate at Virginia Tech, so very familiar with this area. And then was very fortunate to teach at Roanoke College for a number of years as well. So it's a nice homecoming.
Wow. There were like 61 candidates originally for this job. So when you throw your name in the hat like that and you know there's a lot of other people, I mean, What do you, when you start winnowing down, do you start getting excited about it?
Oh,
start thinking about coming home?
Absolutely. And when I first saw that the position was open, I was ecstatic about the position. First of all, to come back to an area that I loved and is absolutely gorgeous. But secondly, to be able to work at an institution that has really transformed itself since I left the Roanoke Valley. And to Dr. Sandel's credit, the campus has grown, the programs have grown. We are cutting-edge facilities and equipment for our students. And so I was excited about the position as soon as it became available. And certainly, you don't know how many folks are in the candidate pool. And I have a background in sports, in team sports. And literally, I have an approach that you just go and you play the best game that you can play. And ultimately, people are going to make their selection based on a variety of things. So each successive interview, I focused on representing myself and what I thought I could bring to the institution the best way that I possibly could. And I was very fortunate.
So you got your undergrad from Ohio State?
Virginia Tech. The Ohio State for my master's.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay. So are you the Ohio State football fan or at this point?
You know what? I tread that carefully because when I lived in Michigan, the rivalry was big. And so I like cheering for the underdog, which I think I'm going to be cheering for the underdog in the Virginia Tech UVA game.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Laura Traynor, who's the president now of Virginia Western Community College. Let's go back to Bobby Sandel, Dr. Sandel. The commitment to workforce development, Dr. Traynor, and collaborating with local businesses, how important is that going forward? Is that a role especially suited to a two-year school?
I think increasingly it's becoming important in whether you're two-year or four-year, but primarily it is for 2 years. And, you know, I think following Dr. Sandel is awe-inspiring. And to some extent, it's like following a headliner act and you're like, I hope there's some applause still out there for the follow-up. But I can tell you I've been met with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement for really what will be Virginia Western 2.0. And so plugging into the community, plugging in with employers and economic development partners is still going to be important and perhaps even more important because of the ever-changing, quick-changing landscape in higher education. And we have new fields of study coming up, new emerging technologies, and we need to stay on the forefront.
Like AI. I mean, I don't know how many courses are geared around AI and I now at Western, but that's going to be a big thing. How to use AI, how to use it correctly, where to use it, that type of thing. Do you get it involved with robotics program more fully, that type of thing? So,
yep, absolutely. And I think we're always talking about AI, how to embed that in our, not only our programs, but also how to better enable our faculty to teach students how to critically use AI. Because it's one thing just to get something from AI, but it's not always correct. It's not always best. And so you need to be able to use it critically and think about the information that comes out of it. And employers increasingly are looking for students who have AI experience. And so that's why it's important that our faculty are embedding AI and an opportunity to experiment with AI in our courses and not seeing it perhaps as competition, but instead, how can we leverage the use of AI?
And it's amazing. It's really just really been the last two, three, 4 years. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
And almost every month is some new iteration of it, that type of
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Dr. Laura Trainer, the president at Virginia Western Community College. Do you remember seeing the Western campus before you left town? You've been at Vincennes College in Indiana, but this expansion, dedicated buildings like for the STEM Center, where Dean Amy White is there, is that a better college experience for students? And could that even maybe make them want to stay in that college mode and maybe go on to a 4-year school if they're not ready to go into the workforce yet?
What a great question, because it gives me an opportunity to actually talk about the beauty and the cutting-edge facilities and equipment that we have for our students. And it rivals what can be found at universities. In fact, many 4-year institutions are utilizing some of our facilities and our equipment. And I think that through Dr. Sandel's vision over the last 25 years, we have actually become an environment where we didn't want a commuter institution where students just come to classes and leave. And we have so many just comfortable spaces where students can get support, rest, study, et cetera. And so one of my favorite things is to walk through campus and engage organically in conversations with our students, find out what their story is. But I think because of the environment that we create for our students and the opportunities that we have for facilities and equipment, they go out into the workforce more confident and more competent because they're going to be using those very same things in the world of work.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, this almost sounds like a interview question, but you were at Vincennes University and then before that Baker College in Michigan. Anything from those particular positions that you think really applies at Western and what you're doing now? Something really specific that really translates well to now being president at Virginia Western?
Another great question. I think what I can bring forward from Baker College is that we had 9 campuses across the entire state of Michigan. And so we were looking for how to operate as one system. And that's currently what we're also trying to do in the VCCS. How can we better unify and also use more efficiently the resources of 23 campuses?
Right.
So I bring that forward. And then from Vincennes University, I bring the absolute dedication to workforce development and partnership creation. And we had wonderful partnerships with like Cummins and Toyota and Amazon. And I look forward to doing the same here.
One of the things that was big here too with Dr. Sandel, Bobby, was articulation agreements and all that. I think it's one with Roanoke College
there
where
is.
You taught Frank Shushok. Have you
yes,
met him?
Yes, I have.
Frank's
yes.
a great guy. He's been here.
Yeah.
This where basically you can really, really align your courses so that you don't get to a 4-year school and they're like, you got to take another algebra or something like that.
Yeah.
So how important is all that? And especially if you're starting your journey and you want to go to a 4-year school, Laura, where everything's just seamless.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we're trying to focus on students who are coming that are looking to earn credentials and associate degrees and get right out into the workforce, but also service students that are looking at transfer opportunities. And so we have a number of great partnerships. We signed the one with Roanoke. I think I was on the ground a hot 3 days, and I signed that one. That's a great one. And then we also have another one that we're looking at with Radford University, where students would be able to actually stay on our campus, take some of the Radford courses, and earn their 4-year degree there. And we're still working on the details of that. But I think we have great relationships with our 4-year institutions, and we'll continue to try to make it as seamless as possible for those students that are looking to transfer.
It's interesting what you're trying to do with Radford, because it'll get more Roanoke students into the fold.
Correct.
Maybe that don't have to.
That's one of the barriers for them is they didn't want to travel.
Right.
And so Radford was saying, well, I wonder if we could actually keep them there. And I think the benefit of that is that those students then stay in this workforce and they're contributing here to the larger area.
We're talking with Dr. Laura Trainer, the president of the Virginia Western Community College. Let's touch on CCAP, the Community College Access Program. It's a public-private partnership, pays the cost of tuition for 2 years at Virginia Western Community College for qualified students and up to a certain amount. Just talk about that, how important that is to get people who normally, Laura, would not be going to college,
right,
who couldn't afford it, to get them in this system and to make sure they know about it.
Mm-hmm. So this is a crown jewel, I think, of Virginia Western. It was the first of its kind. It certainly has received a lot of notoriety, and its inception was in 2008. And when I came and I learned about the CCAP program and really the idea behind not only creating access for students, but also investing in the region for our students, it was inspiring. And when I look back on what's been achieved since 2008, and, you know, there have been just under 5,000 students that have been impacted by CCAP, and almost $12.5 million invested in local students to alleviate the stress of college tuition for themselves and their families. And one of the aspects of CCAP that I think is very, very telling and very important is that part of the requirement of CCAP is 4 hours each semester of community involvement. So they're giving back to the community. And so just under 40,000 hours of community involvement since its inception.
And I'm assuming that all the high schools around here, they're all wired in on what CCAP is and helping people get it applied and all that. Because basically it's a February 1st deadline. You got to have your CCAP, your FAFSA.
You do.
And your application to Virginia Western,
yes.
All in place. So getting
yes.
your ducks in a row.
Yes. And what I would like to say is that we're here, ready, willing, able to help. I would certainly hope that if there are any students that weren't aware of CCAP and there are different ways that we can make families and students aware of that, I'm open to those ideas. But I would like to say that there is no question that's too small with any of those forms, with any of those processes. And, you know, really the stress of the FAFSA, the CCAP, it's temporary. But the longevity of the credential or the degree that you're going to earn mm-hmm. is well worth it. So come, ask us questions. We're here and willing to help.
And really, the community can get involved with by donating to the Virginia
yes.
Western Educational Foundation, which kind of splits the cost with the localities around here of the CCAP program. So if people want to support the program, maybe their kids went through it
yes.
5-10 years ago, or maybe they dislike it, they can get a hold of the Educational Foundation.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Anything else you want to tell people about CCAP? I mean, do enough people know about it? I mean, are you full every year? You know.
Yes, absolutely.
You are? Okay.
Absolutely. And it's the amount of students that we can serve really depends on the amount of support that we get from each of the localities. But yes, each year we start with those students that are most in need, and we work all the way up till we reach our cap for that. So I feel like there's a lot of people that know about it and a lot of people that benefit from it.
Got about a minute left. Dr. Laura Trainer, president of Virginia Western. Anything that Bobby Sandel told you when you left? And you still talk to him, you still see me, have dinner with him. Any particular words of wisdom that really kind of struck with you over the next 40 seconds or so?
So I think that, you know, that Dr. Sandel had said, Laura, I want to see you succeed. Obviously, he has a great love for Virginia Western and the success. And he had said, I will open doors for you. I'll make any introduction, and I'll get out of the way if I need to. And I laughed, and I just said, Dr. Sandel, I think it's going to be a little bit of all of that. And he has been an absolutely wonderful mentor. He is staying in touch. He is helping me understand context, history, and I feel that Virginia Western is in great shape because of his partnership with me in the next stage for Virginia Western.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Laura Trainer, great to meet you. Successor to Dr. Bobby Sandel. Come back soon, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gene.